المرسلين. صل اللهم وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميمين، أما بعد. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. جماعة المسلمين، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر. والليل إذا يسر هل في ذلك قسم لذي حجر. ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بعاد إرم ذات العماد التي لم يخلق مثلها في البلاد. وثمود الذين جابوا الصخر بالواد وفرعون ذي الأوتاد الذين طغوا في البلاد فأكثروا فيها الفساد فصب عليهم ربك سوط عذاب إن ربك لبالمرصاد. صدق الله العظيم. جماعة المسلمين، سورة الفجر، chapter 89 of the Holy Quran, the chapter of the dawn. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins the surah by taking a qasam. وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالِ نَعْشُرْ. By the dawn and by the 10 nights. The 10 nights, most of the Mufassirin say, refer to the 10 days and nights of Dhul Hijjah. وَالشَّفْعِ وَالْوَتْرِ. And by the even and the odd. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَسْرِ. And the night when it passes. هَلْ فِي ذَٰلِكَ قَسْمُ لِذِي حِجَرِ. Is there not in an oath? And here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to the oath that he's already taken now. By the dawn and the 10 nights and the even and the odd and the night when it passes. هَلْ فِي ذَٰلِكَ قَسَمٌ لِذِي حِجْرٍ. Is there not in an oath, meaning this oath that has just been taken, that indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to punish the disbelievers, the oppressors, the tyrants, the criminals. This is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking an oath on. For those who have perception. In other words, those that are engaging in these crimes of tyranny and oppression, that if they have any perception, that they should take note and they should stop before it is too late. أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بِعَادٍ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings a namudij, an example of those tyrannical, oppressive nations, criminal nations, that indeed he punished. Do you not see what your Lord did with Ad? أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بِعَاد. إِرَمَ ذَاتِ الْعِمَادِ. إِرَمْ, of lofty pillars, referring to the people of Al-Ahqaf. Hiqaf is basically a mountain of sand, a dune. That's a hiqaf. So Ahqaf refers to those mountains of sand, those dunes in Ar-Rubul Khali, in the empty quarter. Some scholars have put it in Saudi Arabia, where the people of Ad were, southeastern Saudi Arabia, or in western Oman, the ancient city of Ubar. The ancient city of Ubar. Allahu alam mimma la na'lam. But that was the area, Ahqaf, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Nabiullah Hud to the people of Ad. التي لم يخلق مثلها في البلاد. The likes of them had not been created in all of the land. So powerful these people were. So incredible and amazing were their lofty pillars and the amazing city and palaces that they built therein. وثمود. Now we go north. Ad in the south, Thamud in the north, in the area of Tabuk, which is northwestern Saudi Arabia, or in Al Urdun, the area around Petra. وثمود الذين جابوا الصخر بالواد. And those, the people of Thamud, those that hewed their homes and their palaces out of the rocks in the valley. وثمود الذين جابوا الصخر بالواد. So great and powerful these people were. The people of Ad, the people of Thamud. وفرعون ذي الأوتاد. And Fir'aun, the possessor of pigs. That's the literal meaning of Autad. Watad. Watad. Autad. Some of the Mufassirin, they say, because if you look at the head of, if you look at the pyramid, it looks like the head of a pig. So Fir'aun, the possessor of the pyramids. Ibn Ashur says, Dhil Autad refers to him being firmly established in the land. That the Fara'ina, the Egyptian pharaohs, were so firmly established. They were the superpower of their day. In the late Bronze Age, they were the only empire to survive. All the other empires were destroyed. The Hittites were destroyed. The Assyrians were destroyed. They were pushed back all the way to Nineveh. The Hittites, the Assyrians, the Phoenicians, they were all destroyed. It was only the Egyptians under Ramses III that defeated the sea peoples at the Battle of the Nile Delta. That's how powerful they were. وَفِرْعَوْنَ ذِي الْأَوْتَادِ. And some of the Mufassirin say, Fir'aun, the possessor of the pigs. Why? Because he used to impale people on pigs or spikes. الَّذِينَ تَغَوْ فِي الْبِلَادِ. All of them. They all committed excess, tyranny, oppression. فَأَكْثَرُ فِيهَا الْفَسَادِ. Spreading huge amounts of corruption and evil in the land. الذين تغوا في البلاد فأكثروا فيها الفساد فصب عليهم ربك سوط عذاب إن ربك لبالمرصاد صدق الله العظيم. And so your Lord, Allah, Lord, Rabb, from Rububiya, الذي يخلق ويبقي, the creator and sustainer of everything. What did he do? He poured upon them. صَبَّ عَلَيْهِمْ رَبُّكَ سَوْطَ عَذَابٍ. سَوْط بِالطَّاء. سَوْط is a rod, a stick. You say, العصا لمن عصا. العصا, the stick, لمن عصا is for the one who disobeys. They spear the rod and spoil the child. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has a proverbial rod that He uses to punish whomever He wishes to punish. From those who have committed tyranny, from those who have committed oppression in the land, causing corruption, pain and suffering, Allah has brought down upon them the rod of His anger. And the word sab, which means to pour, The Mufassirun, they say this indicates inqida'ul darbi ala al-madrubi bisur'a, that the hitting of that rod on the one who is being hit comes with incredible speed, so fast that they don't even know where it comes from. 1 minute singing the Star Spangled Banner, having a good time, and next minute. And this is a warning. This is a warning for the United States of America. From who? From the God of Abraham. From the God of Abraham, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a warning for them. Again, just the other day, some say the third time, I stand to be corrected, but I think it's the fourth time that they now veto the call for an immediate ceasefire. This last one was brought forward by Algeria. The 13 countries of the Security Council voted in favor. Britain abstained. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. They who started this in the first place, who handed the historical land of Palestine on a golden platter to the Zionists, and they abstained. Not to mention the chaos that took place in the House of Commons day before yesterday, when it was the SNP, the Scottish National Party, aye, Scotland. William Wallace was my grandfather, aye. The Scottish National Party brought forward a motion to call for a permanent ceasefire, but it was thwarted by the Labour Party, who is now being accused of blackmailing the Speaker of the House of Commons into passing their motion instead. Absolute chaos it was. Politicking! While the people of Gaza, wallahi, they are starving. They are eating weeds and bird seed and grounding animal fodder, animal feed they are grounding to make flour to bake bread. I was listening to one of the Sahafiyin, one of the reporters reporting out of Gaza. He hasn't had a meal in the last 4 days. This is in the north, in Gaza city. And even in Rafah, so the trickle of aid that is coming through. Not to mention the fact that the Israeli Zionist thugs from amongst the civilians are blocking the entry of aid into Karam Abu Salim crossing, Kerem Shalom, they call it, and Nitzana as well. I know I asked the question last week. I'm still asking the question. And again, not the people, but the government of Egypt. Wainakum? What are you doing? Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. And this, all the while, still bombarding. There's no place in Gaza that is safe. The other day, they even blew up some tents. They've blown up most of the buildings. They even targeted the tents, the 1.4, 1.5 million refugees that were moved from the north, from Gaza city on the 13th of October, that were told them to move from Khan Yunus on the 14th of November, that were also moved out of Nusayrat on the 6th of January. All the people of the north have been, go to the south, evacuate to the south. Safe route, safe zones. Then they get bombed on the safe route, and then they get bombed when they arrive at the safe zone. Some people have moved 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times. Another population of Rafah is 6 times what it normally is. And we all know what the plan is to drive them into the Sinai Desert. An old plan, an old project. We mentioned last week some of the father of Zionism. We shall spirit the penniless population over the border. That's what the father of Zionism said, Theodor Herzl. What did Jabotinsky say? The Arabs must make way for the people of Eretz Israel. What did Ben-Gurion say? The Arabs must go and we must replace them. What did Menachem Begum say? Let's go into Gaza, destroy the refugee camps and drive the Palestinians into the Sinai Desert. All under the cover of the United States of America. While this is happening, while the people of Gaza are being starved and being bombed and being sniped, children, women being sniped, shot in the head, and America is still sending money. $14 billion have been approved by the Senate. Lindsey Graham, when he was asked, he said, flatten Gaza. Flatten it. Andy Ogles, Tennessee congressman, he said, when he was asked about how many more children, do you not see the children, their bodies shredded? He said, kill them all, if that will make you happy. Kill them all. Hatta idha adrakahu al-gharq. Until drowning overcame him. Who? Fir'aun. قال أمنت أنه لا إله إلا الذي آمنت به بنو إسرائيل وأنا من المسلمين. الآن وقد عصيت قبل وكنت من المفسدين فاليوم ننجيك ببدنك لتكون لمن خلفك آية وإن كثيرا من الناس عن آياتنا لغافلون. And when drowning overcame him, Fir'aun and his army, hot pursuit after Musa alayhi salam and Bani Israel. When they made it safely to the other side, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused the sea to close in on them like two gigantic mountains. The water was standing and these mountains of water came crashing down upon Fir'aun and his army. So when drowning overcame him, in other words, he's drowned. He's past the point of no return. فَلَوْلَا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْحُلْقُومِ, which is the place in the throat called the حُلْقُومِ, بَيْنَ التَّرْقُوَتَيْنِ, between the two collarbones. كَلَّا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ التَّرَاقِي, that is the point of no return. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَقْبَلُ تَوْبَةَ الْعَبْدِ مَا لَمْ يُغَرْغِرْ. Allah accept the repentance of his servant as long as it doesn't reach their throats. So we see the answer that Allah gives to him is proof that his soul had already reached his throat. Otherwise, Allah would have accepted his tawbah. فَلَمَّ حَتَّى إِذَا أَدْرَكَهُ الْغَرَقُ, until when drowning overcame him. What did he say? قَالَ أَمَنْتُ, he said, I believe. أَمَنْتُ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَّهَ إِلَّا الَّذِي آمَنَتْ بِهِ بَنُو إِسْرَائِيلِ وَأَنَا مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَأَنَا مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. When drowning overcame him, he said, I believe in the God that the children of Israel believe in, and I'm of those who submit and surrender to him. I'm a Muslim, he says. Allah asks, Al-an, now? Question mark. وَقَدْ أَصَيْتَ قَبْلَ, and you were disobedient before. وَكُنْتَ مِنَ الْمُفْسِدِينَ, and you were of the mischief makers, the corruptors, the tyrants, the oppressors. فَالْيَوْمَ نُنَجِّكَ بِبَدْنِكَ, so on this day, we shall take your body and save it. Literally, نُنَجِّكَ مِنَ النَّجَاتِ, نُنَجِّكَ بِبَدْنِكَ, we shall save your body. We shall save your remembrance with what? بِبَدْنِكَ, with your body. You will be remembered through what? Through your body. لِتَكُونَ لِمَنْ خَلْفَكَ آيَةً, so that you might be example for those who come after you. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِنَ النَّاسِ عَنْ آيَاتِنَا لَغَافِلُونَ. But most of mankind are heedless of our signs. There, the body of Ramses II, which is the majority opinion of scholars, is that that was the Fir'aun at the time of Musa alayhi salam. If you go to the National Museum in Egypt, you'll see him in a glass casket. How many millions of people have visited the National Museum in Egypt and seen the body of Fir'aun, of Ramses II? But indeed, most of mankind are heedless of our signs. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَبِالْمِرْصَادِ. Going back to Surah Al-Fajr. Indeed, your Lord is ever watching. Your Lord is ever observing. And why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveal the likes of this surah and these ayat, the likes of this surah and these ayat to our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? تَثْبِيتًا لَهُ. To make him steadfast. For him not to give up, for him not to lose hope, for him not to become despondent, for him not to despair, and to know that Allah has promised victory to the believers. وَكَانَ حَقًّا عَلَيْنَا نَصْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah has made it compulsory upon himself to give victory to the mu'mineen, to the believers. Allah make us of the true believers. And what we see coming out of Gaza, والله هذه مدرسة الإيمان. This is the university of Iman. All the universities have been destroyed. The bricks and the mortar. But the real university, the real center of that knowledge of faith in the one Almighty Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and belief in His promise, that subhanallah has become like a beacon of light, illuminating and pushing back the darkness of disbelief and doubt in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that permeates this world. It's coming out of where? It's coming out of Gaza. Gaza al-Izza. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jamaat al-Muslimin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't sleep. لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. لا تظلمن إذا ما كنت مقتدرا فالظلم ترجع قباه إلى الندم تنام عيناك والمظلوم منتبه يدعو عليك وعين الله لم تنمي. Don't oppress, says the poet, if you cannot bear the consequences of your oppression. For indeed the consequences of oppression will end up in bitter regret. Your eyes go to sleep at night, while the oppressed person is awake, cursing you as the oppressor. And the eye of Allah never sleeps. Know that every single dua that you hear coming out of Gaza, wallahi, billahi, tallahi, is a dua mustajabun indallah. Laysa baynahu wa baynallahi hijab. That dua, those duas that are coming out of Gaza now, there is no veil between that dua and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That dua is guaranteed 100% to be answered. اتقوا دعوة المظلوم. ماذا قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم? Beware of the dua of the oppressed person. And you know, if I was America, which I'm glad I'm not, alhamdulillah, I would be very worried about all the boomerangs that I have thrown out since my inception. Since America exterminated how many of the Native Americans, the First Nation tribes, and all the other wars that they have been involved in, coup d'etats, assassinations, extrajudicial killings. Vietnam, Iraq, Afghanistan. I'll never forget. I don't know if you saw that Fahrenheit 9/11, the documentary, when they had just bombed this lady's house with her family in it. And she came out and she was saying, Allah intaqim minhum. Allah yakhrib buyutuhum. Wallahi, it went through me like a hot knife through butter. She said, Allah take revenge on them on behalf of us. Oh Allah, destroy their houses as they have destroyed our houses. That dua, Allahu Akbar. Ittaqu da'wat al-madhloom. Beware of the dua of the oppressed person, because it is guaranteed to be answered by Allah. Walau ba'da hin, even if it be after a while. You know, we think that America and the Zionists, well, basically America, like genocide, Joe Biden said, I am a Zionist. A brag ain't look about this fascist ideology. So America and all those who are supporting this genocide, aiding and abetting Israel, the Zionist state of Israel. I always like to be very careful when I use the word Israel, because it's the name of a prophet. It's been hijacked by criminals. Let's say the Zionist entity, the Zionist state, all of them together that are committing this genocide and committing these crimes, those who it is being committed against have made dua on you. And their duas will be answered, even if it be after a while. It might seem like you're getting away with it. What did Netanyahu, the war criminal, say? No one can stop me. Allah. Allah. Ya bin Adam. إِذَا غَرَّتْكَ قُوَّتُكَ فَانْظُرِ إِلَى قُوَّةِ الْجَبَّارِ مِنْ فَوْقِكَ. O mankind, if you are deceived by your power, then look at the power of the Almighty above you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they think they're getting away with it. But it's only Allah who has given them respite. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيُمْلِ لِلظَّالِمِ حَتَّى إِذَا أَخَذَهُ لَمْ يُفْلِتُهُ. Allah gives respite to the oppressor, but when He takes him, there's no escaping. When He takes him, there's no escaping. وَأُمْلِي لَهُمْ. What does Allah say in the Quran? وَأُمْلِي لَهُمْ. I give them respite. I give them respite. وَأُمْلِي لَهُمْ. إِنَّ كَيْدِي مَتِينَ. Indeed, my plan is solid and cannot be overturned. اتقوا دعوة المظلوم فإنها مستجابة ولو بعد حين ولو كان كافرا وعليه كفر. Look at that. Beware of the dua of the oppressed person, because it is answered by Allah, even if it be after a while, even if the oppressed person be a disbeliever. They will answer for their disbelief. Now imagine believers, like the people of Gaza, people that no matter what befalls them of calamities, all you hear them saying is Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All you hear them saying is Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. I haven't heard this dua, but they must add this dua. There's a dua that they need to add to that, or to those duas that they are already making, and that is the dua, the dua of Nabi Musa himself. The dua of Nabi Musa himself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ghafir, فَسَتَذْكُرُونَ مَا أَقُولُ لَكُمْ. And you will remember what I now say to you. وَأُفَوِّدُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. This is one of those duas that is guaranteed to be answered in the Quran, alongside the dua of Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. Guaranteed. The answer comes immediately afterwards. فَانْقَلَبُوا بِنِعْمَةِ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَفَضْلٍ لَمْ يَمْسَسْهُمْ سُوءٌ وَاتَّبَعُوا رِضْوَانَ اللَّهِ. And the dua, وَنَادَ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ أَلَّا إِلَّهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِّ وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. The dua of Nabi Yunus alayhi salam when he was in the belly of the whale. And this one, this is the third dua, guaranteed to be answered by Allah. When a person that's being oppressed makes it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guarantees that this dua will be answered. Or even, not just oppressed, but anyone that's being plotted against and makes this dua guaranteed to be answered. This is the dua of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. وَأُفَوِّدُ أَمْرِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. I entrust my entire affair to Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. Indeed, Allah sees everything that the servants are doing. فَوَقَاهُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِ مَا مَكْرُ. And so Allah protected him from the evil plots that they plotted against him. وَحَاقَ بِآلِ فِرْعَوْنَ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ. And the people of Pharaoh, of Fir'aun, were enveloped by the worst of punishment. Jamaat al-Muslimin, may Allah forgive us. I fear, wallahi, I fear, and I start with myself. I fear about Allah questioning of us on the day of Qiyamah. What did we do? What did we do to save our brothers and sisters in Gaza? Ummatu milyarain. Nahnu ummatu milyarain. We are an ummah of 2 billion. Yet we still can't enter a loaf of bread or a piece of bread or a blanket for the cold, or some water for the thirsty, or some medicine for the sick, or for some protection for the vulnerable and the downtrodden. We cannot enter anything into Gaza right now as an ummah of 2 billion to save 2 million. So the 15th of Sha'ban is coming up. And inshallah, we hope to get Allah's forgiveness on that night. And included in our du'as is, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we want to do so much more. Show us the way, Ya Allah. And whatever little bit that each and every single one of us is doing, even if it is like the ant. Remember the ant? The ant that was carrying the drop of water to put out the fire that Nimrod or Namrud had prepared for Nabi Ibrahim and the other animals. And the other insects, they asked him, what are you going to do with one drop of water for this massive bonfire? What did he answer? I just wanted to show which side I'm on. So I encourage, especially the youth that are so good, the internet warriors, continue. Speak the truth. قُلِ الْحَقَّ وَلَوْ كَانَ مُرَّ. Speak the truth even if it is bitter. And whatever we can do, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, in the way of financial aid, we need to start spending, Jamaat al-Muslimin. Because I fear the day when Allah is going to question us, when His servants, when His houses, 1,000 masajid, 1,000 masajid. The son of Ismail Haniya was here recently, and he told me, 1,000 masjids have been destroyed in Gaza. 1,000. Who's going to rebuild those masajid? Who is going to feed the starving? Who is going to give clothing to those who have no more clothes? Are we going to wait for UNRWA? We're going to wait for the United Nations? We're going to wait for America? No, Jamaat al-Muslimin, it's time for us to stand up. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala return the greatness to this ummah, that which He gave to the companions of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But that's only going to come when we put Islam first. That's only going to come when we put Allah first. That's only going to come when we put following our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first. And we hold on to that indestructible rope of the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of Khair al-Anam, Nabiyyuna Muhammad al-Mustafa salawatu rabbi wa salamu alayhi. Inshallah ta'ala, we will have a program on Sunday night for Laylatul Nisfi min Sha'ban. seeking the forgiveness of Allah in preparation for Ramadan. Please let us every opportunity we get, every waking moment, to remember our brothers and sisters in Gaza. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring an end to their suffering. Grant them their liberation, the liberation of Al-Quds wal-Masjid Al-Aqsa, and to bring an end to the evil and the savagery and the brutality of the enemy of this Zionist entity that is causing so much horrific pain and suffering in the land, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. We're also going to make dua, inshallah, for a special brother, Brother Tariq, who makes sure that the speakers are working and the mic is working. That inshallah, please make dua for his wife. He's going for a special procedure today. And that all I can say is, make dua that it's successful and that it's fruitful. That it's successful and that it's fruitful. Say ameen. That it's successful and that it's fruitful. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله.